Part 4. The History of Basketball.
Hi to everybody. In today's BBC Sports episode, you'll learn about the history of basketball, which has been played in the UK for 130 years. It was first introduced in England in 1892 by C.J. Proctor, president of the Young Men's Christian Association in Birkenhead. Proctor had just come back from Canada, where the game had been invented by Dr. James Naismith 1 year earlier in 1891. Naismith, a PE teacher, had come up with the sport to keep his students from becoming bored during the winter when it gets too cold to play outside. He wrote some basic rules and then nailed a fruit basket onto a 10-foot tall stick. Unlike today, the bottom of the fruit basket was still there. So after a point was scored, somebody had to get the ball out of the basket with a long stick. Over time, people made a hole in the bottom of the basket so the ball could fall through more easily. In the first years of basketball, the game differed from the game we know today. According to the basic rules of the early days, advancing the ball by dribbling wasn't allowed to the players. Instead, in order to move the ball across the field, each player had to throw the ball from wherever he'd caught it. In the UK, lots of young men started to play basketball until 1914 when World War I started. A large number of men left their hometowns for the war, so fewer people were playing basketball in the UK. After the war, its popularity grew again, especially after 1924, when basketball was presented as a new sport at the Paris Olympic Games and got known worldwide. Basketball maintained its popularity, and it's been a long way from the fruit basket in the early days up to today's way of playing it.